Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Edward's Eyes by Patricia McLaughlin, narrated by Milo Ventimiglia.
Prologue. The day was crisp and bright. It was fall on the Cape. Maeve had packed us a lunch. She kissed us all, Trick and Albert and me. "You sure you don't want to come with us?" I asked. "No, Jake. This is for you," said Maeve with a little smile. Sabine was in her arms. I kissed her cheek. The ballpark had painted green walls. The grass was green, too. The seats were not yet filled because we were here early. Trick and Albert Groom and I had come for batting practice. Some baseball players were out on the field, throwing baseballs and stretching. Some were doing sprints across the field. We had seats next to the field, by the dugout. A ball hit the wall in front of us. Albert leaned over and picked it up. He rolled it around in his hands. "Do you know what is inside a baseball?" he asked me. I shook my head. "Charcoal yarn, wrapped up tightly. Yards of it," he said. He threw the ball back to a baseball player. It was a good throw. I'd never before seen Albert throw a baseball. "I love the smell of ballparks," said Trick. "Every single one smells the same." "They do," said Albert. Some players came close. Albert Groom touched my arm. One of the players had protective glasses on. His hair was brown, cut short. He was tall. When he faced the outfield, I could read the name on the back of his shirt. I stood up. "Willie," I called. He turned and smiled. He waved and turned to go away. "Do you see the stitches on a knuckleball when it's thrown?" I called. He stopped. Very slowly.